The last time this smoking ordinance came before the Sitka Assembly, in January, nearly a dozen members of the public rose to speak against it. This time, everyone who addressed the assembly spoke in favor.
It is our obligation towards the great people of Sitka, and especially our children, who are more vulnerable, to spare no efforts in protecting their health.
The clarification of this language protects the health of all the minors in Sitka. Everyone should have the right to breathe clean air.
This is an opportunity that the assembly has to support the health of kids in our community and do that in a way that supports overall public health.
Those were Sitka residents Paul Bana, Amy Gorn, and Ryan Kaufman. The issue stems from a 2005 referendum passed by Sitka voters, which prohibits children from entering any business where smoking is allowed. As it turns out, there was a loophole in that law. This past December, the American Legion, a private club that allows smoking, held a Christmas party for children. They consulted with city attorney Robin Kochak, who said that even though the Legion is a smoking club, as long as smoking wasn't allowed at that particular event, they were within the bounds of the law. Following the party, Mayor Mim McConnell and Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett introduced an amendment to tighten the ordinance. The new language clarifies that a business must declare itself either smoking or non-smoking. And if it's a smoking business, then children can't enter, even for a smoke-free event. Ryan Kaufman is a longtime anti-smoking advocate. He said that he participated in the 2005 referendum, and the new ordinance honors voters' original intent.
And I know what my intent was as a voter, and that was to protect children from the harmful effects of tobacco.
Those harmful effects were the subject of a presentation by Paul Bana, who discussed new research into so-called third-hand smoke. That is, the residual chemicals from cigarette smoke that can attach to indoor surfaces, like walls or furniture, and remain for weeks or months after a room has been used for smoking. The last time this issue came up, the Assembly referred it to the Health Needs and Human Services Commission. Chairman Ron Freibusch said the commission unanimously supports the amendment. But Deputy Mayor Matt Hunter, who spoke in favor of the amendment last time around, said he had changed his mind.
I've gone back and forth completely twice on this issue. What it really comes down to for me is not so much the health risks, which are very evident. At some point, I'm having trouble telling people how to choose to raise their kids. And I'm stuck on this personal responsibility, personal rights issue where essentially I'm telling someone you cannot choose to take your kids in this place for an evening for a party.
Assemblymember Pete Esquiro agreed. But Mayor Mim McConnell said that Hunter and Esquiro were missing the point.
The philosophical decision about this is we have no business making that decision because it was made by voters in 2005. All that this language does is clarify what the voters intended, what the assembly intended in 2005. It's really, to me, the issue of what I've been hearing, what people are agonizing over, that agony was taken care of at the polls in 2005.
At that point, the assembly was divided. McConnell and assembly members Mike Reif and Aaron Swanson said they would vote yes. Hunter said he would vote no, and Esquiro appeared to be on the fence. Assembly members Ben Maiasato and Phyllis Hackett were both absent and excused. And that's when...
Can I ask for a point of order? I don't wish to testify. I would like to raise a point of order.
What's your point of order?
My point of order would be I would like to ask that this issue is important enough to enough people that I would ask you to postpone the decision until you have a full assembly.
That was former Assemblymember Jay Stelzenmuller, who stepped forward from the audience to ask that the vote be postponed until all seven assembly members were present. His interjection wasn't exactly allowed, but it did the trick. In the end, all five members agreed to postpone the vote.
Motion to postpone passes.
Okay, everybody can breathe.
At least until next time. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.